Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Daniel, crank up some audio so we can hear it.
You know the people.
There
fresh,
is.
Natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, road rash, a sore driving tushy, or shingles? Which would you rather have? That's the question for Super Don as we begin today's episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You like that? You like those choices? Good choices?
Rash,
not good choices.
Huh?
A road rash, sore tushy from driving 2,000 miles across country, or shingles? Which one do you choose?
Well, if I had to pick between those, I would say sore tushy, which I apparently did choose because that's what I have.
That's what you have. And a spotty connection as well, but I forgive you because we don't even know where you are. Where did you settle in Austin, Texas? We did reveal yesterday that you were on your way or had arrived. I can't even remember now. Every day has been a new adventure. Where's Waldo? Where's Super Don? But settling in out there, and then we'll be able to reveal the reason he's there, but not yet. But I just want to make sure you're alive and well and recovering.
I am. My connection's not good, huh?
No, it's a bummer. But I know we can reconnect on the break and retry it. But there's a lot to talk about with you. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk to all of y'all. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Outside the Box. You know what that is. Hump Day, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. He's on holiday, but he's taking a break to be with us in the midst of all the fun and frivolity and swimming and sunshine. To do some Outside the Box with me, and we've got some major stories, big ones that I want to cover with him. One is the Big Pharma Black Ops scenario, and the other keyword black in this, whether it's hashtag Black Lives Matter or they don't, if you're with Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, the planned genocide against the, those with more pigment than I have, because we're pigmentally challenged here, unless I get enough sun. Then I'm happening. So we got that. And, of course, the phone number, 866-939-BELL. If it works, 866-939-2355, you can give us a call. RobertScottBell.com for all the links in the show notes as well. And let's see, what else? What else do we want to do? Follow me on Twitter, at RS Bell Media. Now, I did mention shingles for a reason. I was going to ask Super Don about that, and he chose a sore tushy. Because you can recover from that pretty easy. You can recover from road rash, but road rash basically is if you wreck on your bike or a motorcycle and you fall out and you just scrape the heck out of usually your tushy or your thigh gets it. Road rash is no fun. But you want to apply the silver hydrosol or gel. Aloe is great too. Do some wounds recovery, homeopathy in that case. But in terms of just a sore tushy, it's just you're going to need to hydrate. You're going to need to stop sitting down for a while and then you'll recover. If you do some squats, do some squats eventually. Just get that blood moving, the water flowing through so that you can move the soreness on out. But what about shingles? Shingles used to be a strange malady, a manifestation of the chickenpox virus in adults, particularly later in life, older adults, who had been through certain stressful episodes. Their immune system was down. And suddenly, bingo, bango, bongo, the chickenpox virus strikes out of the blue, so to speak. And they blame it, on those of you who had chickenpox. Well, you're likely to get shingles because you had chickenpox as a child. So in rushes the chickenpox vaccine for childhood, because Lord knows we can't have kids getting chickenpox like my kids did. We made sure they did. We worked hard to make sure they got chickenpox because of what we were told when I was growing up, inevitable, lifelong, guaranteed immunity, and you'll never get it again. That was the sales pitch. Get the chicken pox early. You know, pediatricians actually said, get your kids over to a chicken pox party. You know, now if you say that, you're considered a terrorist of some kind, right? Pediatricians used to say, hey, this family has chicken pox. Why don't you connect with them so everybody can get it early, get it out of the way? But now if you suggest that, it's a horrific thing. Oh, the horror. Because why? They have a vaccine to sell you. And the vaccine does not give you lifelong immunity any more than having the chicken pox actually really gave you lifelong immunity. Because lifelong immunity is about living life to the fullest and perfectly, if you can define that, in a way that your immune system never comes down. It never breaks down. It never dysfunctions. You're always on. Your mineral content in the body, everything's functioning. Your probiotic balance, it's all there. That's not life, of course. Life has its ups and downs. You do the best you can, but even emotional stress can bring you down temporarily. Your immune system is depressed, and wow, look at that. The chickenpox virus is back, and in adults, elderly, typically it was. Shingles, very painful manifestation. Much different than the chickenpox as a child, which is not as painful. It's annoying, it's itchy, but kids get through it. A little fever. We have some homeopathic remedies that we give. We use the silver hydrosol, which stops viral replication. We enhance liver detoxification. You know, basic stuff, right? Hydrate. And we can do it. But now we're all convinced, oh, you've got to get your kids. It's not responsible. Chickenpox parties. You've got to get your kid vaccinated. Well, The Blaze has a story here, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How more kids getting the chickenpox vaccine could temporarily increase shingles cases. Huh? What? Wait a second. You said that it was the chicken pox, the regular chicken pox that was giving us shingles. You're telling me more people are going to get shingles? Oh, but it's only temporary, Robert. Well, how temporary? 50 years temporary? 2 years temporary? 30 years? They don't know. They're making this up. This is what they say. The commercial says, if you've had the chicken pox, the shingles virus is already inside you. So that's why they want you to get the shingles vaccine. That's the next phase. The Zoster vaccine, shingles vaccine, which is precipitating, guess what? Shingles. Yeah, it's actually giving you shingles. It's introducing the virus. And, of course, there's no consideration by the allopathic dunderheads, the doctors that are drug and vaccine pushers, no consideration that the immune system being dampened or depressed by the very shot or any number of other things, like drugs that they prescribe readily all the time, could indeed be the precipitating factor in allowing the activation or reactivation of this so-called chickenpox virus. No consideration of that. So it's interesting that The Blaze has this article that the chickenpox vaccine is increasing the shingles because fewer and fewer kids are actually getting real chickenpox and exposing to each other the old-fashioned way and even exposing or re-exposing their parents, the adults, that had chickenpox years ago, which they have already identified that reignites immunity. Your exposure to kids with chickenpox, if you had it as a kid, will actually strengthen your immune interaction, identification, if you will, antibodies, so that you're less likely to succumb to the chickenpox virus in adulthood and get shingles. But now they've ruined it. They've poisoned the water hole with the chickenpox vaccine so that nobody gets the chickenpox, or very few. The smart ones do. And therefore, adults no longer interact with that to give a gentle, safe reminder to the immune system so that you will not succumb to that reactivation of that nasty virus, which is pretty much a mild childhood disease manifestation, but a vicious one when it comes to you in adulthood as shingles. And even these kids are also subject to things they never were in previous generations, shingles. The hell has gone wrong? Arrogant medical man has gone wrong, believing that you could vaccinate people into good health. It's a scam, it's a lie, and it's always been a lie. Wow. Wow, absolutely wow. According to the National Institutes of Health, anyone who had the chicken pox is at risk for shingles, but it's most common over the 50-year-old age group. And when those with compromised immune systems, well, I repeat myself, right? Over 50, over 40, over 30, how many years younger will it get as we continue to deplete the immune system of the children on the planet via injection, via antibiotics, via refined, processed, fast and slow foods? If they're processed and they're slow, it doesn't make them better. It's still processed. You want shingles? Go get a chickenpox shot. You want to make sure your kids are not fully immune in a real, natural way to this? Go ahead, get them the shot instead of allowing them to attend a chickenpox party. Did you do it? I certainly did. We did. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, there's a Twitter party tonight for the CDC whistleblower, hashtag CDC whistleblower. If you go to robertscottbell.com, there's a link there, it's an image that you want to check out because there's some keywords that you want to do tonight on Twitter. And keep this going, obviously, longer than tonight. But how long will it be before Congress holds hearings? I mean, Congressman Posey read the outrageous admissions of Dr. William Thompson, senior research scientist at the CDC on Clifton Road in Decatur, Georgia, and they still haven't called congressional hearings. Nothing. Zippo, nada. Nothing's going on. Posey got so fed up trying to work behind the scenes, he said, screw it, I'm reading it into the congressional record. What mainstream media has covered this? Oh, you only have Snopes saying it didn't happen. Right? Okay, Snopes is now denying the congressional record? I wouldn't be surprised. Probably Wikipedia as well says it's all a scam. It's not real. William Thompson is a figment of your imagination. He's not a real person. He probably comes from Middle Earth and was in that movie that Peter Jackson did, The Hobbit, right? That's what we're to believe. So another one to use are two hashtags. In addition to hashtag CDC whistleblower, I want you to consider tonight, hashtag garbage can. Capitalize the G and the C. Why? Because that's what William Thompson said. The senior scientists got together. They literally brought in a physical garbage can to discard the data that was inconvenient. Why was it inconvenient? Because it linked MMR to autism, particularly in young African-American boys who got the shot on time or early. The other hashtag is VAX, V-A-X, capitalized, and small whistleblower. Hashtag VAX whistleblower. Check it out at the website at robertscottbell.com and take part in the Twitter party. Put the pressure on. Contact, if you feel so inclined, your congressional representative. Male or female, I do not care. Old or young, I do not care. But will they go to the grave with a guilty conscience, or will they stay alive and sleep well without drugs because they've done the right thing and held hearings on the corruption and the destruction of whatever is left of science at the CDC, particularly as it comes to vaccines and the relationship to chronic disease? Yes, that includes the autism spectrum. All right, hashtag CDC whistleblower, hashtag garbage can, hashtag vax whistleblower. We come back, news about Jimmy Carter at the age of 90, the big C. What will he do? Chemo, radiation, or, well, we'll find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Some of my earliest political remembrances surround the 1976 race for the presidency. That was Gerald Ford. It was post-Nixon. And I was in Georgia. I was a young boy in Georgia. And suddenly this former governor of Georgia was running. And the big slogan, I don't know if you remember this, Super Don, was Jimmy who? Right? That was the big thing. Who is this guy? A cracker, a peanut farmer. Who happened to be, I think, a nuclear scientist.
Cracker.
Yeah, cracker. I mean, those were the kind of things that you said way back then. I mean, he was a peanut farmer. Uh-huh. He happened to be a nuclear scientist or something. He was on a nuclear sub, who knows, in the Navy. Also, I didn't know at the time, a member of the CFR, but peanut farmer goes to the to the White House.
I remember. This is back in the 70s, and this is back during the time when we had the gas shortage.
Yes.
And there were long lines of people in the gas stations, and they went by the letters or the numbers on your license plate.
Yeah.
And you have even days and off days under Wendy, whether you could get gas or not. You remember that?
Dude, you would have never made it cross country if it was that way now.
Oh, God. It was already crazy to begin with.
Yeah, I'm thinking. He makes it into the presidency. He gets one term. He's got interest rates at 18, 19, 21%. I mean, they were actually trying to deal with the aftermath of Nixon closing the gold window. And then, of course, Reagan comes in for two terms after that. But interesting history aside, I mean, I went to Coca-Cola University. I said Emory, where he taught for a while as a kind of adjunct or visiting professor. He's got the Carter Center associated with Emory. He lectured in a couple of my classes. I mean, a nice enough man, if you're on a human-to-human level, he is a farmer. You know, he's got some basis, even though there are a lot of things I go, dude, that was wrong. But he's 90 now, and news is all out there. He's got cancer, right? Now, who at 90 does not have cancer of some kind, right? We all have cancer cells in our body. It's just whether they manifest and take over, whether they're able to grow and metastasize. So they did a liver operation on him, pulled some kind of a mass from his liver, and that's where they say, oh, you got cancer. But they're all saying, prognosis is good for full recovery. At 90? At 90, I don't know. But the question is, will he do chemotherapy, radiation? He's already done surgery. Or selenium? Does Jimmy Carter listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? I tend to doubt it. But he's going to Emory University's Healthcare of Georgia. So my guess is not selenium. They would not know selenium if it bit them on their aspirin. They're gonna argue chemo or radiation for this guy. 90 years old. I don't like to see it. You know, whether you like Carter or not, it's irrelevant, just a human thing. It's like, don't brutalize a 90-year-old guy. Give him some selenium, give him some chromium, give him some silica. Initiate coffee enema treatment, get him some enzymes, but that's not going to happen because he was the president. He's got access to the best, right? Only Reagan seemed to be at least a little overt, right? Reagan requested Carnivora, right, when he was dealing with some ailments, and it held off a lot of things for a lot of years in an old guy like Reagan. I don't know if Carter's accessing natural medicine or not. I'm not connected to Carter. I don't know. But I am curious as to what the next phase is for this man's life at 90, the only person older is Bush Sr. Is he going to jump out of an airplane for his 100th birthday? How does that guy keep going? I don't know.
That's what he's been doing. But, you know, at the age of 90, you know, the odds of surviving something like chemotherapy are very low, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't. His liver already has been under a lot of stress. I mean, that's why they went in and removed a mass from his liver. It's years of bioaccumulation, all kinds of waste, metabolic and environmental. So, Jimmy Carter, you peanut farmer, go back to your roots in natural medicine. I'm sure you had them as a kid growing up in Plains, Georgia. There was Bush medicine. They didn't call it that because George Bush wasn't around for him then. But no, that's not what I meant. Not what I meant.
I was thinking maybe wasn't it his brother that had his beer, his own brand of beer, Billy Beer?
Yeah, Billy Beer. Yeah, Billy Carter. I think he died years ago, probably from liver toxicity.
Probably from liver, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was kind of the redneck of the redneck family.
The redneck family, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The red sheep of the black neck family. I don't know how to count it, but anyway, hey, Southern cooking on my radar today, especially since we're talking Jimmy Carter in the South. Is it really as bad for you as they say? Is it risk your heart? I mean, Jimmy Carter, Southern cooking, 90 years old. That's not bad, right? And what about saturated fat? Why is the jury still out on whether they're good or not? We'll cover those things as well. 866-939-BELL. The phones are working. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. And then kids, do they have too much homework? 2.5 days in, my son already says yes. We'll find out. What does the jury say on that? Super Don is back, and I'm back, and we're back, and you're back. You'll be back. We'll be right back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what's your expiration date? We hope it's, you know, beyond 90, like Jimmy Carter. He can live to 100, 120, but it depends on what they do at Emory at this point. Is he on organic peanuts or conventionally grown peanuts with aflatoxin? I'm just asking. He's 90. He's probably been eating something clean over the years, but he had a basis as a farmer, perhaps, prior to the era of mass pesticides and GMOs. He had a stronger base to be 90. Anyway, that just got me on my mind. It got me Southern thinking as well. Now, remember, Super Don, I was, you know, born a Yankee, became an honorary Southerner, and really took to Southern food. Collard greens, cooked in bacon grease or fat, right? That's what they always say, oh, no, that saturated fat's going to get you. Now, I will...
Duh.
Duh, did you say duh? Yeah.
And then I had to correct myself because, you know.
Okay. All right. Well,
Bad for you. Bad for you.
No, not so bad for you. Well, particularly if the animals, if you happen to consume animals, are eating their native diet, not containing GMOs, not antibiotics, and all that other stuff, but also in the processing of these meats, do they throw in nitrates, all kinds of garbage, colorings, who knows? These are all issues that, you know, when people go paleo, so to speak, whether they go hardcore meat eater paleo or not, the reality is those that were on a paleo diet in the Paleolithic era had no processed food and no GMOs, had no refined sugars. And a lot of bacon, let's face it, they add refined sugars to them, too. So it isn't just bacon that's bad, per se. You know, there are people who have religious beliefs being kosher, or, you know, that say, no pigs. I understand that, too. But I'm just speaking now in terms of toxins, measurable detriment to health. And this relates, perhaps, to that southern cooking story. Now, Super Don, you were in California most of your life, right? Am I a West Coaster?
Well, let's see now. Up until the age of 23, actually half of my life I was in California. The other half, I was in the most part in Oregon.
Yeah, so not a lot of southern cooking.
I can't believe that. Only half of my life in California now.
Right, yeah. Well, it's even better now. You may become an honorary southerner now that you're in Austin, Texas.
Oh, we'll see. I will.
I want to hear that southern accent eventually. Okay.
Don't hold your breath. Anyway.
Well, I'm not holding your breath to wear boots. I know that, and a cowboy hat.
So. No country stuff for me, man. I'm a city slicker.
All right. We'll see if we can beat the city out of you. Now, what's happening here? More evidence that southern cooking boosts heart risk, because you can find some good southern food in Texas. Avoid diet heavy in fried food, processed meats, and sugary drinks, experts advise. Okay, I really don't have a problem with that.
They fry everything down here. They fry everything. I tell you what, I went into a place that had fried chicken, okay?
Yep.
And I said, I would like some corn on the cob.
Okay.
They gave it to me battered and fried. It looked like the chicken.
No.
I'm not kidding. There was this round cylindrical thing on a stick, and I'm like, what is this? And it was the corn on the cob with battered chicken batter on it.
No, Super Don, I want you to hang around a long time. Don't be eating that anymore.
I'm just saying. Right. They actually chicken fry the corn. The corn on the cob.
Yeah, not a good plan. Also, you know, whether the corn is GMO or not matters, but frying the chicken, if it's factory farm chicken, all of these are big factors. So they say fried food, that could be problematic for a lot of reasons, but processed meats and sugary drinks, they're nailing a good thing here on healthfinder.gov. I have to say, I can't argue against that. But when they analyze this association, it's only association. They're not saying it's a cause and effect, link southern food leads to heart attack, because, you know, let's face it, collards are awesome food. Collard greens, and if you really have clean, if I can call it that, I know that's kind of an oxymoron when it comes to biblical perspectives on pigs, but clean bacon, let's just say, for lack of a better way to say it, the fat in there is saturated, and it's not going to have a lot of heavy metals and toxins because it's not a processed factory pig, you know what I'm saying? So it's different, it's distinct, and I think they're somewhat acknowledging that, but when you're starting to fry up a Twinkie in the South, you know, all bets are off. If you're frying up GMO corn, all bets are off. Not going to go well for you, ultimately. And they call the Southern Belt the stroke belt, right? People who eat this way constantly. Of course, it doesn't say anything about exercise patterns, whether they smoke. So there are a lot of factors that are left out in this study. But I'm glad they don't throw out all Southern cooking, because there's a lot of really great, because I don't want to give up my black-eyed peas. I like black-eyed. You like black-eyed peas? I'm not talking about the band.
I would rate their music about a 6. It has a good beat. You can dance to it. I don't know that I've ever had black eyed peas.
Okay. All right. So you're in for a treat. You've got some Southern. Anybody in Austin that wants to host Super Don for a nice meal, introduce them to good, clean Southern cooking?
Hey,
I think that would be great.
I would absolutely love to meet some of the listeners out here. That's great.
So, yeah, you can Twitter him at It's Superdon, ITS Superdon, or find him on the social media networks. I'm not giving out his phone number on the air.
Yeah, find me on Facebook. Find me on that. Yeah. That would be a better way to get hold of me.
We have a lot of listeners in Austin, Texas, and I would love for them to somebody to care for our Superdon here. Just say, welcome to Texas, and do something nice. That would be great. I would love that.
Help me find my way around here. I grew up in the city, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I've been here now for, here actually in Austin for just a few hours, and I am completely lost. I mean, there's this freeway connecting to this freeway on this frontage road, you know, by this thing, and it's not even like a freeway. It's a SH, they call it, a something highway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I walked outside, and I was like, okay, I need to go get a new charge cord for my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on this side of the freeway, and I'm looking, and there's a place on the other side of the freeway. But
way to get there. Yeah, you can't get there from here.
Eight lanes of freeway on the other side of the freeway. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you have, they're called calf paths or cow paths or, you know, different things that happened in the South, whereas certain cities are on a grid, north, south, east, west. You can find anything anywhere. Atlanta was like a calf path city. Every road winds, and you've got to figure out, and you're in another. I think Austin has a similar kind of feel to it. So good luck to you, my friend. Do not get lost before showtime. That's all I ask.
I'm already whining, and I've only been here for a few
It's all right. You're just going through withdrawal. I understand.
Help.
I know. You'll be okay. Help Super Don. Help will be on the way. By the way, they recommend New York-style collard greens simmered in extra virgin olive oil. No, 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 no. That's just not right. Olive oil should be eaten raw. Don't cook with olive oil. You want to put them in coconut oil? But no. Even saturated animal fats from clean animals. Absolutely. Butter, if you want. Tomatoes, garlic, and organic. They do mention organic vegetable stock. So that's kind of cool. Unusual for healthfinder.gov, which leads us to the next food story. Maybe related to Southern Fare or not. I think it's more of a broad-based swath statement here. The jury is still out on whether saturated fat is bad for you, researchers say. Well, the jury here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is not out on that. Saturated fat is, in fact, very good for you. It's necessary for good health. It's just a question of the quality of the saturated fat, its source. We can see it from coconut oil, one of my favorite sources of saturated fat, but I do not dissuade you from utilizing saturated fat that comes from animals if it works for you and if those animals are not factory farmed. It makes a difference. Now, in this article, they acknowledge, and we have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Superdon will tweet it out and all that stuff. But it says, but clear links seen between trans fats and heart troubles, early death. So the rest of the article actually acknowledges there's no direct linear link from saturated fat to heart troubles, early death. There's too much. It's all over the map. It's like we've been saying for years. Half the people that get heart attacks have high cholesterol, according to the doctors. The other half have low cholesterol. They're both getting heart attacks. So you tell me how cholesterol is the biomarker or the cause. It isn't. It ain't, if I can say that. It ain't. Is that a Southern thing to say it ain't? I'm going to say it.
Ain't?
It ain't. Yeah.
It ain't. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
Would argue with you on that. Some people would say that's just not proper English.
Not proper English. You don't speak proper English. Yeah? Well, I got your proper English right here, buddy. Not all the studies we looked at reached the same conclusion, according to this lead study author, Russell D'Souza. But generally what we found is that the association between a higher consumption of trans fats, and a higher risk for heart disease and early death was very consistent. Again, saturated fat link, not consistent. Trans fat link, very consistent. And guess what? The Fear and Death Administration said trans fats, 20th century, you're all right. Only now, within the last few years, do they acknowledge and say, oh, no, trans fats are dangerous. There's no basis for them anywhere. But it was because of the FDA endorsement and the phony play against saturated fat that they came out with Crisco oil and other hydrogenated oils like margarine to put motor oil into the arteries of humans and animals alike and to deny them access to the things that would reverse it, like intravenous chelation, by calling the doctors who utilized it quacks, just so the cardiovascular surgeons could come in, cardiothoracic surgeons could come in and make $1 zillion unnecessarily opening you up, pulling veins from your leg, putting them, inverting them, putting them into your heart, and saying, look at what we've done. We've saved your life. When all we needed to do was change their diet, clean their liver, give them more selenium and chromium and silica, and, of course, if you want to, intravenously chelate them. Clean the arteries. Pull out the heavy metals as well as the arterial plaque. We've known how to do it, but our Fear and Death Administration plays along with the American Medical Association and other stinker bug doodle associations that do everything to destroy your health to profit off of your lack of health. And that ties in also to the whole CDC whistleblower story. Because vaccines are a scam, as they are done today, as they've been done pretty much since the time of Jenner. If you want to learn about how to utilize that concept appropriately and safely, come to the seminar on homeopathic prophylaxis in October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And Superdon, maybe you can do a road trip and see me there since you're in Austin, because it'll be in Dallas, Texas. And I'll be there early October. It's going to be awesome.
That'd be cool.
So, naturopaths, homeopaths, chiropractors, MDs, DOs, any kind of healer that you are, plan October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Dallas, Texas. You want to know where the link is? It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Please tell your friends this is a place for health freedom and healing liberty. We ask that you do speak out on this matter because we don't market ourselves worth us. You know what? We just do what we do, and we ask that you pay it forward. Tell your friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com as well. Heard around the world on UK Health Radio, podcasted on all of those I just mentioned, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle. All right, lights are up, as I said. When we come back, do kids have too much homework? Super Don, that's a question for you. I know they're too old, but I remember when.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Outside the Box Hump Day with Ty Bollinger. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Big Pharma Black Ops and also the Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, the real origin of that organization, and how Hillary Clinton praised her in 2009. Very interesting. Not good for Hillary, but that's coming up, along with all kinds of other stuff. It's usually, actually, yeah, we'll be. We'll have some fun, too. A little uplifting stuff. That's what we like to do together. Super Don is here. He's sort of here, semi here. He's just arrived in Austin, Texas. We can't reveal exactly why yet, but good things are happening. And what are you laughing at? Why is that funny? That was not funny.
I just think it's kind of funny. Cannot reveal why I'm here. Here on a secret mission.
Well, you know, the only reason they listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show is to find out what's going on with Super Don. So I got to keep the tease going. You know, I want the audience here. Oh, I don't want them to leave.
Oh, really?
Right. That's why I show up for work each day. What's up with Super Don? What's he
going
on?
I just see what I'm doing. Okay.
Right. He's so interesting. Yes, he is. All right. So we did the Southern cooking. Now we're going to do kids with homework, see what else we can do. My son just entered the 10th grade in a new private organizational school of some kind, and he's loving it except for one class, English. The first two full days of school, he's had, I don't know, an hour and a half of homework. Maybe more. Maybe he's stretched it to 10 hours because he resists like Super Don did. But he actually went and met with the head of the school already about this. He's like, yeah, I got to talk to you about this one teacher. That's my son. You know, he's not intimidated by authority, but he's got a good rapport. He's not complaining. He's just saying, hey, look at this and look at this angle and check it out. And the head of the school is going, oh, yeah, I said, okay, I see your point, right? But how much is too much, right? Kindergarten. Not a good idea, right? Homework. You know what I think? This is what homework should be. When you get home from school, you put your kids in the yard and they play in the dirt for 2 hours. They literally garden for a couple of hours. That to me would be the most valuable thing they could learn. Because if they got that, no matter what happens outside of nuclear radiation that decimates everything and all of us, they're going to be okay. I'm serious. That to me is the most important homework you can do.
This is true, although we do want them to learn, you know, other things because we want to challenge them and expand their minds and mm-hmm. get them to, you know, understand other things in life and, you know, academic type things. But that is definitely, I mean, come on, homework, there is work that can be done at home. Got to get that lawn mowed, right?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what homework should be.
Right.
Now, according to the officials in educationdom, they say 10 minutes for every grade year. So in first grade, you should have 10 minutes of homework. And 10th grade, that would make it how many hours of homework? That would be, I can't do math. 10
minutes,
that would
be an hour and 20, hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. But anyway, like I said, I like to see some level of balance there, but I'm just, you know, so you can hear me. I'm on the green thumb kick. I just want to get back into the dirt myself.
And,
I've got it going on.
Green thumb.
That's right, paging Dr. Green Thumb. Let's see. I think I mentioned to you earlier, if we ever switch the songs for the cannabis update, I want Pass the Dutchie.
Yes. Do you remember who sang that song?
It was like Youth something or other.
Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth, yeah. Anyway, great song. So, and I remember hearing it in Jamaica, authentically, I heard it.
I will commit right now to making that the new and improved cannabis update song.
No hurry. Hey, your sister asked a question about her neighbor. Has an ongoing urinary tract infection with kidney stones, all kinds of stuff just not happening. And they've got her on antibiotics for the third time. Not your sister, but the neighbor. They want to hook her up to more antibiotics at $500 a pop, man. That's just cranking profits there. So she said she would get a hold of you to get a hold of me, and she asked about D-mannose. D-mannose is a simple sugar. It's not a refined sugar in that sense. It's actually good. That's one of those things you use. Cranberry, of course, as well. You got to hydrate more. And there are macro and micro mineral deficiencies and imbalances in a body that's producing kidney stones. So we want to get on a multi-mineral of some kind. We do the basics. Also, homeopathic forms of remedies. Dandelion, that's taraxacum. Silver would in a general immune sense, but since it's metabolized via the liver, out through the colon, if you have a serious UTI, I would want you to catheterize it. Not that there's not many doctors or nurses who will, but if you do, you will knock out the worst infection in the bladder very rapidly, because silver is a point of foci scenario, whereas the copper would be more systemic. But cuprum metallicum, again, another remedy that we use in homeopathy for the kidneys. All right, Super Don, he's back. He's in Austin. I'm going to be back with Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSV together again. Notes are up. Links are there. RobertScottBell.com. Get some rest, Super Don. I'll talk to you tomorrow or later tonight, because the power to heal your tushy is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.